My name is Alicia, and welcome to the College Life Podcast. I am super passionate about education, personal development, growth, and bringing out the best in every college student. This podcast will help motivate you, empower you, and bring you clarity and confidence in who you are, in your purpose, and help you take action toward a life you love. Don't wait until you graduate to live your best life. Let's start now. Welcome to the College Life Podcast. It's Alicia here, and today I'm going to be talking about this concept called Ikigai. Now, this is a concept that I think really relates to purpose, and it's why I think it's one of the first places to start when you're trying to really think through what this purpose might mean for you in your life. Ikigai is a Japanese concept and a reason for being. When you break that word and that term down, iki means life and gai means worth. So ikigai means life worth. So it's broken down into four different areas. And what I want to do is talk about each area, and then I'm going to show you what it means for me so you can also get to know me a little bit better. I think it will also give you an example of how this might show up and how this could show up in your own life. So there are four main concepts. The first one is what you love. So figuring out what do you really enjoy doing. The second one is what you are good at. So ask yourself, what do people say that you're really good at? Or what are some things that you've noticed in your life that keep reoccurring that you feel really confident in because you've done it for a while or because you are just genuinely just good at it? The other concept is what can you be paid for or rewarded for? So this doesn't necessarily have to be monetarily. In my perspective, I'm really trying to find something that is monetarily because I do think working full-time towards something like your life's worth is really, really awesome. And if you can have that, make that happen, I think that's always ideal. I don't think it's always the case for every single human, but maybe it is actually. I'm not really sure. That's something we'll maybe can dive into in the future. But that's the third area, is what you can be paid for or rewarded for. And then the fourth area is what the world needs. When you look around you, what do you see that the world needs? So one of the things that Bill mentioned in the last podcast was that really it's looking at what you love doing that can actually help people, or reflecting on your own experiences or even trauma that's impacted you. And you see that, oh, the world needs something where that doesn't happen, or an area where support is needed. It could also be trauma that's happened in your past. So let's say, for example, you grew up in a home that was less than ideal. Maybe you want to help parents create a better life for their kids. Or if, again, something traumatic happened to you and you can be part of a movement to help support people who have gone through that, that can be really empowering, also very challenging. So that's not for everybody, but you could use trauma in that area. Another thing is something that really frustrates you or pisses you off. That is something that the world probably needs help in or areas in, and I'm going to give you some ideas in a little bit. But I want to share a little bit about how I've asked myself these questions, and you can kind of see how that connects to what I'm doing now. So the first one is finding out what you really love. So for me, what I love, love, love so much, and if you know me at all, you totally know this about me, but I love connecting with other people. Having meaningful conversations is so much fun, whether it be with my husband, whether it be with a friend, whether it be with a colleague, whether it be with a student that I work with currently. It doesn't matter. As long as I'm connecting and having real conversations with people, that's meaningful. I literally get a high from this. I just freaking love it. And now that I've been practicing mindfulness and meditation, this has been even more powerful. I've been really trying to be more mindful about just focusing on the other person instead of being distracted by my phone or something else that I'm working on. It's really just trying to be as present as possible in my meetings with people and when I connect with other people. So that is just something that I freaking love doing so much. I also love inspiring others. And I wouldn't say that I inspire others, I guess, but I just really enjoy doing it when it's possible. I also love challenging people. I think this has a lot to do with me coaching college students because I love challenging people to do something about their life and to actually take action towards a life they love. So I really like challenging people when they're telling me, especially that they want to do something in life, that I'm like, go freaking do it. What's holding you back? Like, let's go. So I also love learning. I love growing. I love reading. And I enjoy it so much. When I actually sit down to read, I just am so engaged and I love reflecting and learning more about myself and how I can grow as a person. So I just absolutely love that. I also just love doing silent discos. So you may have seen me post something recently on my story. If you did not, sorry, but probably won't happen again. But silent disco has been so much fun for me. I love, love, love dancing and just being myself, I think, and just trying to go all out in my dancing. I just freaking love it so much. And it just brings me so much joy. So I love that. So a couple things that I'm good at that I feel like either people have told me or I've just done for a very long time. Well, and really most of it's what other people have told me, to be honest. So the first one is connecting with others. So you can kind of see a theme here that what I love to do and what I'm good at is actually the same thing. So connecting with others, connecting people with other people. So when I see somebody who's doing something, I love connecting it with another person who either is working on a similar goal or they can help each other out, if that makes sense. So I love connecting other people. I also love coming up with new ideas. So if a student is trying to figure out what they want to do long term, I love really trying to get them to figure out, okay, what do you really enjoy doing? What do you care about? And then helping them come up with different ideas on how they could actually make that a career or how they can use their major to make that a career long term. I also think I'm really good at helping people see beyond themselves. I think that's something that I never really knew until I have talked to people who have either supervised me in the past or just college students. I'm really good at helping people see beyond themselves. I'm also good at helping people be motivated, and I don't really know how I do that, and I'm trying to figure that out right now. But I really, really love motivating people to actually take action and do the thing. Do the thing. So that's some of the things that I'm good at. So I ask you, what are the things that you really love and what are the things that you're really good at? The next piece is, what does the world need? So for me, the world, well, first off, before I get started on for me, I want you to know that everybody's lens is so different. So even though we experience the same world, we have very different realities. So some of this stuff you're like, you may have never even noticed before or seen before, but it's based on my own experiences that I see these things. So that's why it's really important for you to dive into your own story and your own life to figure out, what does the world need? What do you really care about? Because your viewpoint is going to be different than mine. And it's going to be different than your friend who even grew up in the same town as you because of different experiences that they had or how you were raised or your identities or your goals. You're going to see things differently. And that's why it's important for you to step up. But we'll come back to that in a second. So for me, the world needs more students to step up and into their power. We have so many freaking issues in our area of the world. If you're not sure what those are, feel free to turn on the news, but also refer back to like the episode 11, which is We Need You. And I talk about some issues that are not only nationally, but also global. Issues that are like pretty obvious, but we sometimes forget that they're there. If we're based in the US, we forget what people outside of the US are experiencing in different capacities. So the thing that I want you to know about is that the world really needs you. It needs you for sure. So take a listen to that podcast episode if you have not yet done so. The world needs you to take advantage of your free resources on campus. I see so many students who don't do this, and there are so many really amazing things, but you don't really know how. And that's one of the reasons why I'm doing what I do on the podcast, because I want you to see those things. I want you to reach your goals faster and with more support than alone in your residence hall or like just working towards your major. Again, there are so many really cool things on campus, and the world needs you to take advantage of them. The world also needs you to figure out how you want to make an impact and actually take action. So many students that I work with have this dream of doing something really cool and having such a big impact on the world. But then they immediately draw back and say, but that's not who I am, or I can't do that, or why me? I don't give a shit about any of that. Like, you have to. We need you. And I also want to dive into what's holding you back as well eventually. But for now, I want you to be dreaming a lot. The world also needs you to improve our education system, to improve our legal system, to improve our healthcare system, to improve our political climate, to improve our environment. What the world needs is you. The world needs you to step up and actually follow what you really, really want to do, especially if it's going to help people. Y'all, come on. Like, we do. We need you to rally. Let's go. And again, using your resources to try and figure out how you can use that to your advantage. This is my lens of what the world needs, and I've been coaching college students for the past 9 years, and I see it all the freaking time. We need you. We need you to step up. I know I always wanted to personally make a difference when I was in college, but I thought my only way to do that was to be a teacher. But that wasn't true. I mean, I was wrong. And that's really why I'm here to challenge you and challenge what you think is really possible too. There are so many really creative ways that you can help the world and also get paid. So we've talked about, what do you really love doing? What are you good at? What does the world need? And then the last part is what you can get paid for or be rewarded for. So to be honest, this I think is like the last piece. And I think it eventually just comes to you. But I'm also at a place where I'm not really sure personally what that looks like for me. And I'll talk about that in a minute. But for now, what can you be paid for? And it's not very clear sometimes if you don't have a direct path. So for example, if you don't want to impact the healthcare system and become a nurse, then you can pick a lot of different majors. But if you want to be a nurse, you have to go to nursing school. But if you have a different major that's kind of flexible, it can be really hard to figure out how you're going to make money when you graduate. But if you figure out what your purpose is, you have so many more opportunities, I think, to really figure it out, because you're going to be pursuing that on campus and taking advantage of your resources to learn how to do that on your campus. And this doesn't have to be you building your own business, though it certainly would be awesome if you could do that. But for me, I actually get paid to do what I love, and it's awesome. Don't tell my supervisor, but I freaking love my job. So I get paid by the university to work with college students one-on-one every single day. It's so much fun. It's very fulfilling for me. I feel like I'm doing my purpose at my full-time job, even though I'm working for somebody else. Now, of course, in every job, there are things that you just don't really care about or you prefer not to do. But for me, this has been mostly life-giving. It's been so amazing. And I actually do feel like I'm really in my ikigai. But there's also other ways that I could potentially get paid for doing what I love and what I'm good at and what the world needs. So for me, it could be this podcast. Maybe I can make money on this podcast one day. Maybe I can make money off my Instagram. Maybe I can make money speaking or coaching students individually. Maybe I could also write a book or do research and get paid to do those types of things. To be honest, I'm not very sure, but I know that I'm following my purpose and that I'm hoping that these things just are attracted to me the more that I keep following my purpose. And I know that I'm on track. I know that I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, because I've never felt so sure about something in my entire life. So a couple things that you can really take from this episode is that you've got to start somewhere. And I think the first place to really get started is to get really clear on what you really enjoy doing. What do you love doing? What are the things that after you do it, you just have such light in you that you can't help but smile? So on Friday night, after I went to a silent disco event, it was so much fun. And I was like smiling so much talking about it after, and it just brought so much joy to my heart. And I know that's something I really, really love doing. So that's just like one small example, but I really, really just love that. And then another thing is, what are you really good at? So if you can focus on those two things first, what do you really love and what are you good at? And trying to start figuring out those things. One of the things that I've done to figure out something that I'm good at is taking different inventories that really help you figure that out. So StrengthsQuest is one of them. I can link that book in the show notes. There are also some other quizzes that I might be able to find that I can link, but going to your career services on campus or career center, they usually have a lot of different things that you can do for free. So I would encourage you to connect with somebody there, and they can also talk you through some of this stuff too. You could say, hey, I'm trying to figure this Ikigai thing out. Can you help me? And you may even have to teach them what that means, but I think that it's really, really beneficial to talk through this with somebody. And again, brainstorm with somebody else about what is possible for you. Find out what is possible and then go for it. Go for it now while you're in college. And even if you get a degree at the end and it doesn't work out, you at least know that you tried and you don't have to, in 10 years, regret not trying. Being in a college setting is one of the most life-giving experiences. It's one of the reasons why I still work for a college, because there are so many really amazing things about it. And so I would encourage you to take advantage of those things that are around you and really figure out what you enjoy doing and what you're good at. I hope that this episode was helpful for you. If it was, please share it with a friend that you think it also might be helpful with. And also, even if you and a friend both listen to this episode and then talk about it with each other, I mean, that would be so amazing. And you're going to have deep and meaningful conversations about this because you're going to be trying to figure this out. And if you do, please reach out to me. I would love to connect with you. It would be so much fun to have you and your friend actually talk about this and what this means for you on the podcast. Just reach out to me on Instagram at The College Life Coach. Please don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any other episodes on the Purpose series. And I will catch you in the next one.